Okay, so we are on Daladam and Aleph, towards the bottom of the page. The question that the Gemara is now handling is basically why did we have to assume that we would learn these halachos, right? That the basically we're learning halachos of Nazir from Neder and vice versa. And the one specific halacha is the question of Baal Ta'acher, right, by Nazir. Right, the delay of fulfillment of what you said you were going to do. This could apply to Neder, has to apply to Nazir, and it's harder to find when it comes to Nazir. But then the Gemara basically says, but why are you learning it from this Hekesh, right? The fact that Nazir and Neder are written next to each other in the Pasuk, Neder Lindor and Nazir Lahazir, I could learn it out from a Pasuk, right? Kidaroshi Joshenu, basically. You said you were going to do something, and now we're asking you to, we're coming after you to find out if you did what you say you did. And the basis of the Gemara has this Havamina, maybe there's something special, right? Maybe there's something unique about Nazir that would have otherwise made me think that it's not like a regular, you know, scenario of Daroshi Joshenu, the person makes a promise, you have to do so. And maybe I would think, that maybe there's something unique about it that would make me think that that Baal Ta'achar would otherwise not apply, because there's some unique halachos about Nazir. So comes the Hekesh, tell me no that Baal Ta'achar also applies to Nazir, basically. So one of the so we're asking the question. So what's the chiddush? What's the thing that's unique? So when we last left our story, the possibility was because by Nazir, if you see how many Nazir, even just from Chartzin, just from like a grape seeds or grape covers or whatever skins, then you're Nazir for the whole full on Nazirus. So that's something kind of unique about it. And therefore, maybe I think you're not over on Baal Ta'acher, comes the Hekesh to tell me that no, you are. Fine. So Gemara says, but wait a second. Hanicha, we're on four lines in the bottom of the page. Hanicha l'manda amar ki nazir mina chartin have nazir lakol. I mean, that's great according to the opinion who holds that if I say such a thing, I'm nazir mina chartin, then I'm nazir just from the grape, pieces of, the covers of the grape, then I'm going to also be nazir for everything. But what about the opinion that holds, which is Rav Shimon? That's not true. It doesn't work. So then that must not be the chiddush, because according to Rav Shimon, that chiddush isn't true. But even more than that, right? But even more reason why this is problematic. Even if it is a chiddush, it's a chiddush in order that doesn't make sense, right? Because what's the whole point? I might think, what's the concern? There's something unique about Nazir that would make me think that since A is true about Nazir, so then I also think that you're not chayav Baal Ta'acher by Nazir. If that's true, there's something that tips me off that I might have thought you wouldn't have the chayav Baal Ta'acher. Not having chayav Baal Ta'acher is a kula, it's a leniency that I might have thought exists by Nazir. So why would I think that if there's something more lenient about it already, right? Oh, if there's something otherwise that we hear about Nazir is kind of like a more lenient thing. Oh, so I might think you're also not chayav Baal Ta'acher. This halacha is a chumrah. Right? All you have to say is Nazir mina chartzin, and you're chayav in all of Nazir. So that's not a kula, that's a chumrah. So that's not the type of thing that would make me think, oh, maybe you're also not chayav Baal Ta'acher. No, I think maybe you're chayav in more things because it's such a machmir issue. Right? Something that about which there's so many chumras, I think there'd be more chumras. Right? So tell me that the fact that it's that this din is not the chiddush we should be looking for. Look at Rashi says, not Rashi, the Ran. Sorry. One, two, three lines down in the widest lines in the Ran. Ba'od chiddush lachumrahu, it's that last line on the line. Ba'od chiddush lachumrahu, Rashi says the Ran. Ve'hichi maisis minei kula to the lekem b'vatech. Why would you bring a kula from such a thing? I would bring a chumra from there. Fine. So it's not a great example. So continues the Gemara. Last line of the page. Elamai chidushai. What's the so fine? Let's try again. What's the chiddush of Nazir? The sakadat the chamina might have mistakenly thought hoel the imgilach al achas mishlosh dan yatsa. The halacha is that if I would shave if the Nazir goes ahead and shaves his head only with regard to one of the three korbanos he's supposed to bring, So then, loli aver alei rebatecha. So then, since that's true, so that's a kula, right? So we'll explain what that means in a second. So I might think I shouldn't violate baal ta'acha either. Kamash malan. So comes the hekesh to tell me that no, you do. So what does this mean that you don't shave? You don't do tiklachas on only one of the three. So what does that mean? Look, if you go to the Ran set of lags, you're gonna see, you know, find at times the Ran will lag behind. It's not always on the same page. So back on Dalam and Aleph, the Ran 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 lines from the bottom. It's right after the one we just read. Hovim gilach al achas mishloshen chatas va'ola vishlamim shenazir. Maybe so nazir brings three korbanos, chatas and an ola and a shlamim. Okay, v'kevin de lo chamire ilavikesha half amina de lo lekam alayu b'batach. And again, since we're not machmir on this, so I might have thought that you're not going to be chayav b'ata acha either. But the and the point is that the Nazir has to shave his head, and they actually burn. I believe what they do is they actually burn the hair of the Nazir, and they use it as part of the fire for the korbanos. It's like using your lulav for burning your chametz, sort of thing. I mean, it's a little different, but it's whatever. So you're supposed to do that for all three korbanos, right? But if you what if you did that and you only did it for one of the three, right? You didn't you hadn't brought all three yet when you do so. So it doesn't matter. So we're makel. You didn't follow through all the way, and nevertheless, you're yotze. So that's a kula. We're being a little bit lenient on the person. Okay, fine. So that's a better example, at least, because it's a kula. So because you have such a kula, so I think maybe you have the same kula that you wouldn't have to be chayav b'ata acher. So kamash plan. That's why we need the hakish. Fine. So continues the gemara of Ibai Sim. And if you want, I'll give you another example. My chidushe, what's the chidish? Mishum de lo matpiso ben neder, right? Because you're not able to accept upon yourself the korban of a nazir just by taking a neder, right? I can't just say, hey, harei alai chatas nazir. Right? That doesn't work. We mentioned this yesterday, right? The korban chatas nazir comes because I'm the nazir and now I'm done being a nazir. If I say, korban chatas nazir, doesn't do anything. You can't just, you know, mechayev yourself in a korban. It comes only with the package if you actually became a nazir. So again, another kula that exists if you would say, we're so careful, right? We're going to talk about this more as we move along. People are so careful about the nether, I'm nervous about a nether, and nidarim are scary, etc. So because almost anything I say could become a nether, but not here. That's not true by a nazir. So again, another kula. So I might think that since I can't just accept upon myself with a nether, the korban of the nazir, so I would think, again, that there should be a kula. And then continues to go, v'ha d'kakasha l'cha chatas chaylev, right? And if you're going to ask me, what about chatas chaylev? So chatas chaylev ka'as is l'kapara. So chatas chaylev, which you also can't just, again, I can't say, hey, harei alai chatas chaylev. If I eat chaylev, right? Again, which are just we always, like, chaylev is something that comes up a lot. We don't think of it as a real thing. It is a real thing. When a frum butcher cuts meat, so they cut away the forbidden fence, the chaylev. Now I think chaylev. So, a chatas chaylev is a person who eats chaylev, it's a bring korban chatas. But you can't accept upon yourself, you know, a chatas chaylev either. If you eat chaylev, you bring korban chatas. If you didn't, then you can't. So you might say, it's not such a big chiddush by nazir. There are other halacha, there are other areas of halacha where you also can't just accept the chatas upon yourself. You have to, it only comes if you did something. So it's not such a unique chiddush, right?
That was our kasha yesterday, right? That's why you were
dispelled. Exactly. So now the Gemara is bringing it back. You're going to tell me, oh, that's not such a chiddush anymore. Right? So what about that? Well, chatas chaylev is different because chatas chaylev is ka'as, it's like kapara. Because chatas chaylev is unique that it's brought as kapara, meaning on a simple level, it's brought, I did an aveira. Right? But by chaylev, what happens? I did an aveira. So sometimes you do an aveira, you bring a korban chatas. Certain averas are so serious, you bring a korban chatas. So look at the Ran again. I'm still on Dalam and Aleph. You flip back, like seven lines in the bottom. It's right after the other one. Chatas chilav as is asya lekapara. Umishum hachi, and for that reason, afagav de isla isba kula the Einu Yachal Al Pisa Beneder, right? Since it, even though it also has this leniency that you can't create a chiyuv, right? You can't make yourself chayiv and echatas chaylev just by asking or saying, hey, hare alai echatas chaylev. Kevin de mitzvah la'avi alachapir alav din hu shi'avur b'batech. But there, since it's a halacha, you must bring it. Again, it gets activated on its own, meaning, you know, and since it gets activated on its own by your avera, so now it's a, now I understand why you have to bring a, you know, there's a bata acher there, right? There's a requirement to bring it, so now all of a sudden that activates a bata acher. You better bring it on time, right? Aval chatas nazir is bakula de ein mabisa b'neder, but the chatas nazir has its own kula, which is aleph, that you can't, again, you can't say it on your own. You can't just declare it. Velo mitzar ba midei the lake of Malav Baal Ta'achar, and therefore there's nothing that makes you chayv in it, you know, chayv in a Baal Ta'achar. That you're, you know, ulamai de ka'asis ila tira b'yayin ein zu mitzvah el rishos. And if you say, wait a minute, but you have to bring it, and what do you mean? There is a requirement to bring it. Why isn't that not Baal Ta'achar? The answer is, after you became a Nazir, you bring the Korban Chatas. Why? Not to get achieve kapara. You're not like chayv too, in a certain sense. But it's a matir, right? It just allows you to now drink wine. Without it, you can't drink wine. You know what? It's a little funny because you think, like, it's still a chiyuv to do, so you could, you'd be chayv b'al ta'acher. But the point that Ron's making is that it's really just a matir. It just allows you to do the next thing. Almost as if, I mean, you have to see if this is true as you move along. Like, really, like, if there's no chiyuv, midaraisa to bring the korban chatas, the Torah says you bring korban chatas. But it sounds like the argument is it's not really there is in the end, but I might think there's no bata acher because the only reason I'm doing it is just to be, you know, give myself a chance to drink wine. Without it, I can't drink wine. And I just use it to get myself out of the zeros.
In general, when someone has to bring a chatas, he doesn't. What's the
your bata? It sounds like
you're
Oh, why is something a chatas? Chatas is usually brought midah. Usually a chatas is something that otherwise you'd be chayiv misa or chayiv karis, and you do it b'shogeg, right. You bring korban chatas. So if a person is mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, they bring korban chatas.
But if they don't bring the korban chatas, then
no. What activates it is that you did one of these very
right.
bad things,
right.
But you did it b'shogeg or you did it without. You know, without right. edim, etc.
So you're not getting a jail free card, but your next step is to bring
achatas. But it's not like if you don't, you get misa.
Okay, that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, it doesn't. That's not how it works. But the question is, once it's activated, do you have balta acher? It sounds like the answer is yes, mm-hmm. right? But the point here isn't actually what the halacha is. By another, this is the point. The question is what I would have thought about it. Right, maybe I'm because again, by Nazir in the end, there is going to be Baal Ta'achar, right? Because we're just questioning where we learn it from, right? So the point is that since the Korban Chatas, I got to bring it for a kapara. So I understand why there's a Baal Ta'achar, right? It makes sense, right? I did something terrible, but I have to do tshuva. So I understand there's a Baal Ta'achar there. Because come on, let's go, get it done. I might have thought, again, you still is by Nazir, but I might have thought, what's the Korban Nazir for? The Korban Chatas is not here. I didn't do anything wrong. We're going to talk about this in a second. I didn't do anything wrong, right? I actually did something. I actually did a mitzvah, right? This is the Machalkas and the Ramban. Why you bring a Korban Chatas for your Nazir? But I didn't do anything wrong. So if that's true, maybe, and so what am I bringing the Korban for? Because it allows me to be a normal person again. It allows me to drink wine again, right? So I would have thought that that's no Bata Acher for that. It's just to give me to release me from this, right? So again, the answer to me, Kamash Malan, the Hekesh tells you do have Baal Ta'achar. Right? I might have thought not, but this is just a question of what the Havmina was. But just one interesting thing here in the round. Vafil Lamand Amr Nazir Chotehu. We're going to see this conversation whether the Nazir is a Chote or not by restricting himself or herself. Is that right or wrong? Even according to that approach, Eino Chote Gamor. Right? It's not really a Chote. V'ikir Korban Lo Asa the Kapar. And the real Korban is not for Kapar. Right? So, meaning, there's this question that we're going to see it. If the chatas, is that because you did something terrible by being a nazir? Or no, you bring a korban chatas because it's too bad that you're stopping. Because what you did was so great. Right, it's two different ways of looking at it. But the point is, it's not really, so he just, Ron's just pointing out, I know what you're thinking. Korban chatas by nazir, maybe it's also because he did something bad. Just, either way, you didn't do it avera. You accepted upon yourself naziras, which is still something that halacha says you can do. So, fine. Okay, but let's keep moving. The round's gonna give us lots of conversations for a long time, which is good. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the point is that don't bother me. Chatas. Chatas is unique, and therefore I'm you know, I could still argue that the chiddush is that I can't bring it, that I can't make myself chayv a chatas nazir on my own with a nether, and that's unique about it. That's a kula, and maybe so. Therefore, I would have thought you're not chayv b'atacha kamash one that I need it. Fine, okay. So Gemara says, but wait a second. Chatas nazir la may asya, bari chatas yoledes. The lo asya lekapara. Oh, sorry. And the Gemara concludes, and the chatas nazir la may asya. And the chatas nazir is not brought for kapara. It's brought for other reasons. So the Gemara says, bari chatas yoledes. What about the chatas of yoledes? A woman gives birth to a baby, she also brings the chatas, right? That's not, what's that for, right? She doesn't touch din in avera. She's at least helping her husband do the mitzvah of peruvu. Right, so very chadish of lettuce, the lo aza le kapara, the arva lemma shum ta baal ta acher, that the chadish of lettuce, you can be chai baal ta acher, even though certainly shouldn't do an avera. So ends the Gemara, hahi ka shar yala le micha be kachim. No, that korban chatas allows her to eat kachim again, it allows her to become tahora after she has a baby, that she's allowed to eat kachim again. So that's why it's there. Okay. Fine. So no kasher from chatas yoledes because that's his own reason. Fine. Okay. So Amar Mar, umana darim haav mefer nidre bito ubal mefer nidre ishto. So when it comes to nidarim, right? So a husband can undercut the nidarim of his daughter, and a husband can undercut. Sorry, a father can undercut the nidarim of his daughter, and a husband can nullify the nidarim of his wife. So af nizirus ha'av made for nizirus bito ubal made for nizirus ishto, right? And so same thing when it comes to nizirus, the father should be able to knock out the nizirus of his daughter, and the husband can knock out the nizirus of his wife, right? So lamali hakesha taste of imamatsinu midadarim. So meaning if we see that's true, right? So what do I need a hekesh for, right? These two things are so similar. I shouldn't need a hekesh. I should be able to learn it from a bamematsinu. So what's about Bamematsinu is basically when the Gemara says, like, to simplify it a little bit, basically says something is so true by, if something is true by one halacha, right? And the mechanism and the way it sounds and the whole way it works is so similar to something else, the halacha should be the same by the other thing also. And so when it comes to Nidarim and Nazir, they're literally almost the same thing, right? They're both a person taking a vow basically to do something. And so if it's true that the father and the husband have this power by neder, they should also have this power by nazir. And the Gemara says, and that's true, right? That is true. And if it's true, what do we see? You see that you really don't need the hekesh. The constructs are so similar. Bamematsinu should be enough. Like just, you felt, bamematsinu means look what we found. Look what we find, right? If we find it by neder, we should really be able to find it also when it comes to, we should be able to find it as well when it comes to nazir. So that's true. What do I need the hekesh for? So answer the Gemara, Dilma gabe nedarim hu de mefer, mishum de lo isle kitsusa. Maybe I'd say that by nedarim, I'll tell you why. Why can the husband or the father step in? Because by a neder, there's no end, right? There's no timeline here, right? Person makes a neder, it could be forever, right? So that's very serious. So we let the husband, the father step in. And, whoa, you didn't really mean that. Let me help you here, right? Avagah ben nizirus is like kitzusa. The stam nizirus lama yom emalo. But nazir, I'd say, look, that's not serious. Worst case scenario, what happens? So she doesn't have kiddush for a week, for a month. She doesn't get haircut for a month. You know, doesn't go to a funeral for a month. Not the end of the world. Worst case scenario, if it came in, if it happened, so she can make it work. And therefore, I might have thought. It's not really, the Bamematsinu wouldn't necessarily work because Bamematsinu says, here are two cases that are so similar. And the answer is, well, I might have thought they're not so similar. And they're like relatively different. And therefore, it's Kamash Malan, so that's not true. We do connect them and we do say the halakha is true by both. And therefore, we do that in, therefore the Hekesh is there to help us out here. And that's why it works. Fine. Yeah. The Ron Bible just says it out loud. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. six lines down. Now we're on Dalam and Beis. Mishum de is leis like kitzusa. When it comes to nether, there's no time limit. Hilkach din hu sheyafer shalot etstar beveso olamis. Right, he wants to make sure that she's not going to be suffering from this forever. Right? It's much scarier, and that's why he has the power to do that. Fine. Okay. Fine. So next, ha'om lechaver mudar ani. So remember the end of the first mission of our verse, the mission, only mission we've been talking about so far. Right, starts talking about the scenario. The person says, "Mudrani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha," etc. All these things the person says, and it says, and the end of that line, it says, "Shani ochalacha, shani toim lacha." So then, aser, right? So we said if they say any of these lines and they include the words that I shouldn't eat from you, like to get a benefit from you, so then they're forbidden to get a benefit from that person. So it says Shmuel Amar Shmuel, "Bekula nat sheyomar shani ochel lacha, shani toim lacha." So Shmuel says, just by the way, don't make a mistake when you read the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah said, "Ham lachaver mudrani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, miruchakani mimcha." All those lines, all those phrases, if they're by themselves without the line "shani ochel" or "shani toim," don't mean anything. You have to have that second line, that second phrase has to be connected. Shmuel says, right? Without them, it doesn't work. So Mar says, "Really?" Right? Meaning, it's mudrani mimcha shani ochel. So I'm taking a debt from you that I can't eat from you, that I can't taste from your products, etc. So Gemara says, "Meisve, really mudar ani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, muruchakani mimcha, hareze aser." So there's a different brisa that says if you say any of these phrases, same phrases from our Mishnah, it's aser. You can't eat from the person. Shani, take a benefit from them. Shani ochel lacha, shani toim lacha, hareze aser. And if I say that I can't eat from you, that I can't taste from you, it's also aser. So the implication of the brisa is each phrase is separate, right? The any of these three. Aser. Any of these two? Aser. What's the implication? They're not connected to each other. Right? It's not like, the first three only work if you say something from the second two. No one said that. And the Brisa seems to really split them up. Aser, aser. To make clear that each one is like a separate group. So who says they have to put the two phrases together? So, and again, the reason they put the two phrases together is just, okay, to explain what you mean. Right? Mudrani mimcha in what way? Right? That I can't eat. Right? But it's explaining it. So fine. So Christ says, "No, hachi katani." Fine. So let me explain. This is what it means. B'med dvarim amurim. This is what it says in the Mishnah. B'med dvarim amurim ba'omer shani ochelacha shani toyim lacha. No, the Brisa means to say it would say that in what scenarios are these three things aser? Only if I say shani ochelacha shani toyim lacha. Okay. Christ says, but wait a second. I have a Brisa that says the opposite. Shani ochelacha shani toyim lacha aser. Mudrani mimcha mufreshani mimcha muruchakani mimcha. Hareza aser. So we have another brisa that flips the order, right? And it says by the eating and tasting first, and mudrani mufreshani, etc., second. And again, in which case you can't say b'med dvar mamurim, right? In which case it's the opposite order. So one can't be explaining the other, right? It doesn't make any sense. So answers the Gemara, no, tanihachi, right? Ukvar amar mudrani. Okay, so you could edit this brisa also say no. If you said, you know, shani toyim lecha, shani lachel lecha, and beforehand you said mudrani mimcha, so then again that makes it work. Okay, so it says Gemara, but ihachi haini resha. These are the same brisa. So if that's true, then the two brises, the two parts of the brisa are saying the exact same thing. So then what's the chiddush? Va'od aser aser lama. Let me say, why are you saying the word aser each time? Right, again, if the two phrases are connected to each other, don't tell me aser if you say this, aser if you say that. Doesn't make any sense. Ela Amar Shmuel, time the Amar Shani Ochelacha, Shani Toim Lacha, Hu Da Aser V'Chaveiro Mutter. So we're going to talk more about this. Next time we continue. But just for now, basically, Shmuel says what it means is it's because I said Shani Ochelacha, Shani Toim Lacha, that it makes me I can't get benefit from him, but he can still get benefit from me. Aval Amar Mudrani Heimcha L'Chudei. But what if you just say the phrase Mudrani Heimcha L'Chudei Shnehen Asurin? If I say that phrase, then both of them are forbidden from each other, right? Because there's an implication that when I say Mudrani Heimcha, that somehow it means that I can't get from you and you can't get from me. We're going to talk more about this language. Ki Hada Amar Rav Yosi Rav Chanina Mudrani Heimcha Shnehen Asurin. Because the language Yochi Rav Chanina says if you say that language, they're both aser. Look at the Ron on the top of the Hey, I'm an Aleph just for 1 second. Nira be'enai the hainu taima mishum demashma mudar ani v'nichsai mimcha. When I say mudrani heimach, it's saying that I'm taking a debt for myself and all of my nechasim from you. U'minichseich. Hilkach kevin de bechlal ani havinachas bechlal ani havinachasim. Like when I say me, I mean me and everything belongs to me. So akorcha chaver nami yaserbo. So now the other person also can't benefit from me. The ilo nechasim labres is hanyu mechaver nini. Because otherwise, you know, I wouldn't necessarily know that you can't benefit from my stuff. Just I can't benefit from you. So we're going to have to explain more these two languages and how they go together, and how we fit with the Mishnah, but that we'll pick up and figure out next week with Daf. Okay, yeah, sure.